bringing hope to many around the globe, transforming lives into legacy. Living Word with Pastor Mensah Otetu. And now, today's word.
Our Lord, it's great to have you in the house of God today, wherever you are, in fellowship with us as we honor Jesus Christ, as we declare His majesty, as we declare His victory in all that we do. And we trust God that He will bring us through and give us a great victory. Well, today is the seventh service since the new protocols on mass meetings were established. And so for seven services now, we've been doing our church online. Our lives, as you know, have been dramatically disrupted in very profound ways by the current pandemic sweeping all over the world. And I have heard many people, our church members, talk about how much they miss church, in-person church. We're still having church, but the gathering of different believers in the house of the Lord. People miss it, and we want to be part of a worship service with other people. As a pastor, I desire that. However, we are faced with a situation that requires a lot of sacrifices and a lot of discipline to overcome it. Temporarily, we are inconvenienced, but we have to go through this and come out victoriously. And so much as we would all want church to resume for us to gather together as believers, the last thing any of us want is to make our gathering, the gathering of God's people, to become a gathering for the infection of people and for the hazard of people. So we desire Christian fellowship, but we must also be concerned about the dangers we may pose to each other if this pandemic is not properly held under control. And so we trust the Lord to help our world, to help our nation, and to help each one of us to come through this storm with minimal hurt. And whatever it will cost us to make sure that we stay in health, we must be committed to total victory so that our worship of God does not become an act of doubt. Coming to church, not being sure whether people are coming with infections, whether people are coming with all kinds of problems. We want to gather properly and worship God in the true liberty of the Spirit, not under some form of hazard that we are not all aware of. So I just want to encourage you. It's inconvenient for all of us. Me preaching to empty chairs, although knowing that you are hearing me, and you worshiping alone and not feeling the warmth of other Christians, is a difficulty we are enduring, but God will give us victory in our journey. Today I'm going to minister to you a message I have titled, Through the Storm with Jesus. Through the Storm with Jesus. We're going to join Jesus Christ and His disciples on a journey. It's a journey like journeys that we have taken in our lives. It's a journey that started with a simple instruction, a simple desire, but was faced with complex situations. And each one of us has been on such a journey before. We start very simply enough, innocently, and all of a sudden, everything starts going wrong somewhere in the middle of that journey. Our world started the month of January with a lot of hope. And then we were hit somewhere in the middle of January to February with this pandemic that is disrupting our lives. So we're going to see how Jesus and His disciples went through a situation of a storm and how they managed it. And my reading and text is from Mark's Gospel, chapter 4, verses 35 to 41. Mark, chapter 4, verses 35 to 41. And let's hear the reading of God's word. Mark chapter 4, verse 35 to 41. On the same day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us cross over to the other side." Now, when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was. And other little boats were also with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that it was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. But he said to them, "Why are you so afraid? How is it that you have no faith?" And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, "Who can this be that even the wind and the sea obey him?" What a wonderful encounter with Jesus. The passage says that on the same day, and what day was it? It was a day when Jesus had taught them about the kingdom of God and how the kingdom of God works. And on that day, when it seemed like everything was going on well, they started a journey, and that journey was confronted with a major storm. We're going to walk our way with the disciples of Jesus as they go through the call. And there are several steps I want to bring your attention to. The first one is the call to begin. The call to begin. Jesus said to them, "Let us cross over to the other side." They had had a great time, and now they are moving to the other side to continue their journey. And that call seemed like a very simple call. Let's start. Let's start doing something like many of us started this year, January. Let us go through 2020. It's going to be a marvelous year. Or you start the day and you say, "Oh, I'm going to have a great day." And that's how it was. Let us go over to the other side. Every journey requires movement. You cannot be in the same place and make progress at the same time. In order to make progress, you have to move. There's got to be movement. Movement will create inconvenience. So Jesus says to the disciples, "You've had a great time. You've enjoyed ministry. You have seen miracles. Now let's move on." There will always be a time in our lives when we need to move on to the other side. The good thing is that Jesus did not say to them, "Go over to the other side." He said, "Let us." And that's the most important thing. Let us. In other words, Jesus was not going to leave them on the journey alone. He was going to be with them on the journey. And the Bible says in verse 36, the passage says, "Now when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was." They took him along with them. He was with them on this journey. Was God with us in January on the 31st December when we entered the new year? Yes, he was with us. Was God with us on 1st January? Yes, he was with us. Was God with all Christians when they were declaring all the great things that was going to happen this year? Yes, he was with them. Jesus was with them in the boat. He had not left them. The natural question would be, if Jesus is with us, what can go wrong? It's many of us assume if God is with us, nothing can go wrong. Everything will be cool. Everything will be easy. Life is going to be very smooth, and we're going to have victory after victory. Jesus was with them. He had not left them, but things started going wrong. Is it possible to have God with you and still things go wrong? Well, according to the scripture, yes, it's possible that God can be with you and still things will not go right. You know, sometimes people would say, well, where were all these pastors? Where were all these churches? Yeah, they believed God was there. Why do we have this problem? Well, Jesus was there and things started going wrong. So first, there is the call. Second, there is the storm. Storm is what I call an unpredictable interference. An unpredictable interference. They didn't plan for it. Obviously, Jesus knew about it. But the disciples had no clue that walking with Jesus would ever, there will ever be any inconvenience. There is a storm, an unpredictable interference. And many of us at this time feel that storm. A storm can come in different forms. It can be in the form of a criticism. It can be in the form of a gossip against you, or a financial challenge, or betrayal, or physical attacks on your body, crisis in your marriage, threats, hostility, antagonism. Today, many of us feel the storm that is called the novel coronavirus and the disease it produces called COVID-19. It's a storm. It rises. And the Bible says concerning the storm that it was not small. It says a great windstorm arose and beat into them and into the boat. Storms will come to test us and to see what stuff we are made of. If you really believe God is with you, then there will be a storm. If you believe God has opened a door for you, there will be a storm. If you believe that God is giving you victory in 2020, there will be a storm with Jesus in the boat. The storm arose, it beat into them, it disturbed the boat. The boat was a vehicle they were traveling with. It started shaking. It started being destabilized. And then the third thing happened. The silence. There is the call. There is the storm. And then there is the silence. The moment when you're going through a storm and it seems as if God is not there. Remember, they started with Jesus in the boat on this journey. He is with them. They're going through a storm. And then the Bible tells us where Jesus is. He is in the stern, that is at the lower point of the boat, asleep on a pillow. How he managed to sleep in a storm, that's another story. But he's at the bottom of the boat, asleep. It's what I call the silence. The silence is when you're going through a storm, you know God is with you, but you cannot feel his presence. You cannot hear him. Because sometimes silence is a language of God. God speaks to us in a silence. We like to hear him as thunder, as lightning, but sometimes his quietness is a message to us. Because God works his great works in silence. He put Adam to sleep in order to create Eve. It was a moment of silence. Before Jesus Christ was born, there was what the Bible calls, or what Bible historians call, the 400 years of silence. For 400 years, no prophet had spoken. It seemed as if God had abandoned his people. And all of a sudden, John the Baptist comes and announces the Messiah is coming. Silence. It's a language of God. And so if you feel God is silent in your situation, he's still in the boat. He's still speaking. You may not hear him perfectly. You may not hear him fully. You may not hear him accurately. But God is speaking to you. Silence is a language of God. And though we may not see him, he's always there. Is God present in the crisis that our world is going through? Yes. Why is he not doing something? Why is he silent? It's part of the way God speaks to us. Because silence draws us closer to God. Silence makes us draw closer to Him and to call for Him. And in the silence, something happens. Panic. In the storm, when they felt the silence, there is panicking. And they ask that perplexing question, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" Sometimes people ask these questions. Where is God when there is suffering? Where is God when all things are going wrong? Doesn't He care? "Teacher, don't you think, why don't you care for our suffering?" And I can hear many of you asking the same question. Why doesn't God do something? Why doesn't God step in? Why doesn't God just wave a hand and all of a sudden everything is gone? Yes, there will come a time for Him to do that. But at this point, we are going through the journey with God. He's silent. We may not see Him, but He hears every prayer. He hears every cry. He sees every tear. He knows our fears. He understood the panic of the disciples. Storms will make us question God. Don't you care that we perish? Never doubt God's love and His faithfulness when He's silent. His silence is not His absence. His silence is still His presence. Just like His works are still His presence. We must know God in His works. We must also know God in His silence. We must know God when He speaks, and we must know God when He doesn't speak. And whether He speaks or He doesn't speak, He's still God. Whether He works or He doesn't work, He's still God. Whether He heals or He doesn't heal, He's still God. Somebody asked me once, he says, "So what, Pastor, what about all the people who go through pain in this world?" Our world is quite an interesting place. While somebody is going through pain and questioning God, another person has received an answer and praising God. You know, when we look at what this pandemic has done to the world, important people have died. Ordinary people have died. Old people have died. Children have died. Men have died. Women have died. And if we keep our eyes only on death, it seems as if God has abandoned us. But in the midst of all of that, people are recovering. People are getting healed. And there are people who are saying, "Thank God for restoring my health. Thank God for healing me." So one group says, "We cannot see God." Another group says, "I saw God." In the midst of the same storm, one doesn't see God, the other sees God. Whether you see Him or you don't see Him, He's in the boat with us. He's in the boat with us in Ghana. He's in the boat with us in West Africa. He's in the boat with us in Africa. He's in the boat with us all over the world. And He's not abandoned us. So when they woke up Jesus, "Lord, don't you care that we perish?" Interestingly, Jesus did not answer that question. He didn't tell them, "I care." He didn't tell them, "Oh, I think of you." He just woke up and addressed their problem. And He said to the storm, "Peace, be still." And I believe that same Jesus is going to say to this pandemic, "Peace, be still." He's in the boat with us. We are in a storm with Him. We may feel He doesn't care, but He's going to say to the storm, "Peace, be still." And I say in His name, "Peace, be still." Peace be still over Ghana. Peace be still over Africa. Peace be still over our world. He spoke those powerful words. those creative words and the storm ceased and there was great calm. There are moments when the Lord seems to be quiet and there are moments when he works. But isn't it amazing? He worked when they called on him. He didn't work simply because he was present. He worked because they recognized his presence and they called on him. They asked him to intervene. And there's so much prayer going on. And God hears. We don't have to get into the prayer of repetition as if he's a deaf God. We don't have to get into the prayer of repetition as if we need to shout and scream ourselves hoarse before he hears us. When they called on him, he heard them. Is God listening to the world? Yes. Our world has been so full of unbelief for so long. People have believed in science for so long. And God says, okay, let science solve it for you. But I believe one of these days, very soon, we're going to turn and say, the owner of the world, the owner of creation, the owner of all species of being, God is the owner of viruses. And that's true. He created viruses too. And he created human beings. One of these days, we're going to say, Lord, help us. And when we do, we hear his words to us in the storm. Peace, be still. The lesson we learn, that in the storm, we don't fear. Because when Jesus had stilled the storm, then he addressed their problem. And I like it about Jesus. He didn't start rebuking them to say, oh, you people, and so and so and so and so forth, and then solve the problem. He solved the problem and then corrected their attitude. And this is the question Jesus asked them. Why were you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? So what Jesus is saying is, well, just by me being present with you, you shouldn't have been afraid. Yes, it's a storm. It will play tricks on your mind. It will make your mind go in circles. But he says, because I'm with you, you shouldn't have been afraid. We don't have to let this storm be over before we learn that lesson. We can learn that lesson now, that because he's with us, we fear not. We refuse to be afraid. There is a fear that is sometimes healthy. Fear that helps you to comport yourself and do the right thing. And then there is another fear that torments you and harasses you and make you kill yourself before your time. And most of you are facing that fear. Anytime you feel a cough in your throat, you are wondering, have I gotten it? You sneeze, is it here? The little inconvenience in your body throws your mind into a spin circle. If you believe he is with you in the storm, then why do you behave as if you are in the storm all alone? He is the one who told us from the beginning of the journey, let us go over to the other side. He was with us in January. He was with us in February. He was with us in March. He's been with us in April. He's going to be with us in May. He'll be with us in June. He'll be with us in July. He'll be with us in August and September and October and November and December and next January. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he's always there. He says, why did you fear? And then the second question he asked them, how is it that you have no faith? Interesting question. So Jesus is saying, the reason you were afraid was because you had no faith. No faith produces fear. What should they have had faith for or faith in? They should have had faith that when he said to them from the beginning, let us go over to the other side, he had already determined the end of the journey, that they would be on the other side. They should have believed right from the beginning. They started with him and he had already determined the end. Let us go over to the other side. And each one in that boat was going to get over to the other side. They should have believed that in the storm. So I'm here to remind you, if you trusted God in January and you believed him in January and you are in this storm, go back to the God you believed in January. Go back to the God you trusted in January. Go back to the God you trusted in February. Go back to the God you trusted in December when you said 2020 will be the greatest year of your life. When you felt God was speaking to you, let us go over to the other side. Now in the storm, you still have to believe what God spoke to you. A precious woman of God called Corrie ten Boom. Corrie ten Boom was a Jew, and during the Second World War, she was caught in the Nazi camp as a prisoner with her sister. And they went through a lot of pain, but after the Second World War, Corrie ten Boom came out of the Nazi prison and became a great preacher, a woman preacher. And she said something very, very precious that helped her when she was in prison. And she spoke it after she came out to help Christians. And she says, when you are in the darkness, believe what God said to you in the light. When you are in the darkness, believe what God said to you in the light. What does that mean? When there is no problem and God says, let's go over to the other side. When storm comes, you have to go back to what he said to you right from the beginning. So go back to what God inspired in your heart in January, in last year, when you had hope, when you had expectation. Don't say, oh, this is the end of my dream. That's not the end of your dream. Your dream cannot be destroyed. Yes, your business is going through turbulence. We are all experiencing. Churches are going through turbulence. But I still believe the God who spoke to me from January. I want you to believe the God who spoke to you in January, who assured you in your heart. Some of you had great plans. You're going to get married this year. You still have to believe you will marry this year. Some of you believe that this year was going to be the greatest year. You still have to believe this is going to be the greatest year of your life. Jesus says, why were you afraid? And why did you have no faith? Faith is trusting that the God who spoke to you from the beginning will go through the journey with you. So there is a call. We start with a call. Let's go over to the other side. And he is with us when he calls us. Then after the call, there is the storm. Then after the storm, there is the silence. Then after the silence, there is the panic. Then after the panic, there is the word of God that comes to speak to the storm. And the lesson we learn from that is we don't have to be afraid when we are in the storm. Don't only believe God and trust him when things are cool. It doesn't take faith to believe God when things are cool. Faith is required when things are not cool. And I came to announce to you, the same God who was with you at the beginning of this year will be with you at the end of this year. He's not abandoned you. He is with us. He is with Ghana. He is with Africa. He is with the rest of the world. And after all of that had happened, the disciples who had known Jesus all along at this time, they've walked with him for quite a bit, ask a very interesting question. Who can this be that even the wind and the sea obey him? Isn't it amazing the kinds of things people discover about God. Now, remember that Jesus had been with these disciples on the Sea of Galilee, actually the same sea, when Peter had no fish. And Jesus says to him, launch out into the deep for a catch. He says, Lord, we've toiled all night long with no results, but at your word. And Peter launches and catches fish. Now, it never crossed his mind that the same Lord who can bring fish out of nowhere into the sea can also command the sea to be still. Many of us experience God one way, but don't extend his power to other areas of our lives. What kind of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? He is the king of creation. He created the wind and the sea. This virus is a creation of God. He is the master of life. He rules over every situation in life. He is the word that abides forever. What he said to us in the beginning will abide in the storm. He is the beginning and the end. He doesn't start with you and drop you in the middle of the ocean. If he says, let's go over to the other side, he's going to go over to the other side with us. In a moment, there is a storm. In a moment, we are in the middle of the sea, in the middle of nowhere. We can't see our way clear in a moment. But in another moment, the Lord arises and speaks to our situation. Let God arise and all his enemies be scattered. May God arise over Ghana and speak, peace be still to the storms of this nation. May God arise in your life, in your family, and command peace be still. I don't know what storm you are going through by this fifth month of the year, but I pray God will arise into your circumstance. Whatever, it could be a sickness, it could be a financial disaster that is really scaring you, and you're looking at it and you say, how am I going to survive this? God will arise on your behalf. He will arise on your behalf, and he's going to say, peace, be still, and everything will be all right. 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 And if you really trust him that he is with you in the storm this morning, wherever you are listening to me, not when you are driving. If you're driving, don't obey this instruction. But wherever you are listening to me, just lift up either your two hands or one hand to God and begin to thank him that he is with you in the storm, that he's not abandoned you. Just thank him. Say, Lord, I recognize your presence. I know you are with me in the storm. Thank you that you've never abandoned me. I feel the shaking of my boat. I feel the shaking of my system. The ground is shaking. But Lord, I trust you and I thank you that you are with me in this situation. You've never abandoned me. And I refuse to question you and to doubt you. I refuse to question you and to doubt you. I refuse to be afraid, but I allow my confidence in you to grow stronger and stronger. Just talk to the Lord. Just talk to him. Talk to him. He's coming into your situation. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the move of your spirit. Thank you for changing atmospheres. Atmospheres are shifting. Situations are changing all over this land. In Jesus' name, The enemy has come against us like a flood, but today the Spirit of God lifts up a standard against that flood. Thus far and no further. Thus far and no more. We speak the power of God into their situation. We command the situation to yield to the voice of Jesus. We command your situation to yield to the voice of Jesus. No matter what storm you're going through, in the name of Jesus, we command peace be still. 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 And we thank you, Father, that we are coming through this on the other side. We are coming with a song. We are coming with a testimony. We are coming rejoicing. We are coming with victory. We are coming with strength. We are coming with power. We are coming as overcomers. We will not go down, but we will rise, and we will declare your praise, and we will declare your honor. We will declare your majesty. You are the Redeemer. You are the great Deliverer. You didn't bring us to the storm to kill us. You didn't bring us to the middle of the sea to leave us. You didn't bring us this far to make us a mockery and a shame and a byword. We haven't come this far to be disgraced. We haven't come this far to be disappointed. We haven't come this far to die and to be destroyed. We have come this far to see the glory of the Lord. And we thank you that you who started with us, you will finish with us. Before I close my message today, if you are here and you don't have Jesus in your heart as your Lord and Savior, allow him to come into your heart. Allow him to come into your boat, the boat of your life, and bring calm and peace to your life. If you want Jesus to be your Lord and Savior, just lift up your right hand wherever you are and say this short prayer with me. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I come to you today just as I am. I am a sinner. Save me. Forgive me of my sins. Come into my life. Change my life. Make me a brand new person. I believe in my heart that Jesus is Lord, and I declare it with my mouth. And I thank you, Father, for my salvation and my new life. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I trust God that his presence is with you wherever you are, at home, on your sick bed, that he's raising you up. Wherever you're listening to me, in the hotel room or wherever you are, may God ride the storm with you and give you victory. You are going over to the other side. You will arrive at the other side. Your dream will speak. Your vision will speak. There's been a storm, but you have not been diverted. You are still on the same journey, and you will arrive safely in the name of Jesus. If you believe that, shout a big amen with me.
Thank you for listening to Living Word. To interact with Pastor Mensah Otebe, like his page on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter at Mensah Otebe. Email otebe@centralgospel.com or call +233 302 688 000.